In this country, it is not only improper, it's technically illegal to be served with a dirty plate. Salad bars post signs letting us know that the health department requires us to get a clean plate each time we go back to the buffet. How many of you have gone to a buffet and you see all the stacks of clean plates? Yeah. Jesus insists on a clean plate for everyone too. If we come to the table with a not so clean past, no problem. We will be transformed. If we come with fear, with disappointment, with regret, no problem. There's a clean plate at the table waiting for us to fill it with a precious and holy love that will fulfill us and satisfy us. No more lingering stains on our plates. No more hurtful smears. No more blemishes of any kind. Whatever we come with, the plate we will find at our place at the table is new and clean each and every time we come. Clean plates. Every one of the people Jesus met was given a bright future and a new hope. No leftover sins, no unwashed resentment or half-baked disappointments. Jesus said, "If I don't wash you, you have no part in me." We are washed clean at the table of Christ. We are transformed like we've never known before. Kind of goes against some of the messages we hear in the world, because people hold grudges, right? People generally don't let go of things very easily, and they don't want to deal with things. They'd rather walk on the other side of the street. But Jesus says, love each other just as I have loved you. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Not always the narrative we hear, but we are not called to be people of the world. We're called to be people of God. We're called to be good Samaritans. And the Good Samaritan in the gospel reading this morning was not hindered by the ways of the world or by any concern of his own convenience. He was concerned for his neighbor, for his fellow human. When our concern for our neighbors, for the people of the world, is of the highest order, we are acting on behalf of the very one who laid down his life for us to show us mercy, kindness, and love. When we act out of regard for the one who showed us love and gave us a clean plate, our humanity rises into Christianity, and our living really is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Humanity to Christianity. Because we can be humans or we can be Christians. We can see the hurting person and walk by. We're human after all. But our faith transforms us to go beyond our human experience and to act out of regard for the one who acted and continues to act on our behalf. For the one who made room for us at the table. The one who saw us lying in the road and said, I'll go to the cross for you so you won't have to lie there alone. We are not called to human convenience. We are called to be humans for Christ. We are called to make sure everyone has an opportunity to come to the table. Because the table is not just set for one. The table is set with the bread of life and the cup of hope. The table is set for all. B. because the table is set for all, the light of Christ shines in the darkness. Jesus set the table when he gave his body as soul food for our spiritual hunger for hope and love. And when he gave his blood as life-giving drink for our spiritual thirst for forgiveness and peace. Jesus set the table and provided the meal with his very own divine self so we could access our divine selves. So we could be more than mere humans, but we could be children of God. And Jesus wasn't saying, go out there and force everybody to the table. Jesus said, be a good neighbor. Care for others. Invite them. I will do the rest. I will transform them like never before. So who is our neighbor? Everyone and anyone who needs help. Anyone whom we have the power and opportunity to help, no matter what their rank, race, sexual preference, or status in life may be. Neighborhood is all of humanity. Any human being is our neighbor. And ultimately, our neighbor is Christ himself. Because what we do to one of these and to the least of these, we do to Christ. To be neighborly is to love God and to extend that love to our neighbors and to all we meet. And let's face it, we all need help. We may have clothes on our backs. We may have food on our tables, and we may not be in need of some of the basic things in order to survive, but we are all in need of love and understanding and peace of mind. So who is not at the table? Our neighbors. Let's invite them. People are hungry. Hungry for love, hungry for some stability, hungry for things that satisfy and bring peace. Let's give them a plate. Let's hand them a nice clean plate and invite them right here into our church. But I get it. Sometimes this isn't so easy. We're a little timid about possibly being turned down or a little embarrassed about even talking religion. I get it. I understand. So invite your neighbors to the party, as Angie shared with the children. Invite them to the chili cook-off, as Scott was talking about. Pictures with Santa, December 9th. Our Christmas cantata on the 17th. Invite them to refit with Keisha. Any Tuesday or Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. If they don't like it, nothing has been lost. Maybe they'll find a church that fits them better. Because our United Methodist Conference has the bold and exciting goal in the Mountain Sky area to reignite a Christian movement that begins with grace, offers abundant life, and reclaims the life-changing love of Jesus Christ for all people. Let me say that again. I learned at the clergy conference 2 weeks ago that the Board of Ordained Ministry for our conference in the Mountain Sky area of the United Methodist Church has set a goal to reignite a Christian movement that begins with grace, offers abundant life, and reclaims the life-changing love of Jesus Christ for all people. That is bold and exciting. It's transforming. It's the Good Samaritan come to life in 2017. And it starts with us, with each of us, because people are missing at the table. People are missing out. And that means we have to be good neighbors. We have to love God more than ever with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We have to love God so much that we are willing to move from humanity to Christianity, anyone can be human. We do it every day. We can be people all day long. But we are called to be people of faith. We are called to be good Samaritans and good neighbors. We are called to go beyond what everyone else is doing. We are called to love beyond how everyone else loves. We are called to pass out the dinner invitation. And this is no dinner in a movie. This is dinner in a movement of God within, a movement of God transforming the world and bringing love to all the areas it's needed most, to the ones lying in the street, to the ones hurt and mangled from pain and injustice, to those injured and exploited. Because when we struggle, we want help. Jesus can help. Jesus has food for the hungry and a clean plate for the weary. Let us come to the table and have our hunger fed and our thirst quenched. Let us come to the table and be transformed. A clean plate is right here waiting for each of us. Amen. I invite you